The remains of the head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Mawlvi Wahab Adam, will be interred on Wednesday at the Mission Cemetery at Kaswa in the Central Region. The burial will be preceded by funeral prayers at the forecourt of the State House in Accra. This was announced by the National Executive Council, led by the Acting Emir, when he informed the Vice President, Kwesi Emesa Arthur, at the Flagstaff House in Accra of his death and burial arrangements. Vice President Emesa Arthur, in a tribute, described Mawlvi Wahab Adam as a courteous, charming and great personality. The passing of Mawlvi Wahab Adam yesterday came as a shock to many. Ibrahim Kwating with a write-up on Mawlvi Wahab Adam.
Mawlvi Dr. Wahab Adam was born on December 8, 1935, at Akrofom in the Adansi traditional area. He had his primary and middle school education at the Methodist Primary School at Brofiyedru from 1942 to 1948 and United Senior School from 1948 to 1952. Mawlvi Adam was a pioneer student at Tia Ahmadiyya Secondary School, Kumasi, from where he left to Pakistan to train as missionary at the Jamia Ahmadiyya Theological University in Rabwa. In Pakistan, he took a bachelor's degree in Arabic from the University of Punjab and majored in Islamic jurisprudence. On his return to Ghana, Mawlvi Wahab Adam served as missionary in Bono Ahafo and Northern Region and was also principal of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Missionary Training College at Southpon from 1967 to 1970. In 1974, he was appointed missionary in charge, a position he held until his recall by his creator. At a time when the relationship among Muslim sects in Ghana was characterized by disunity and petty squabbles, Mawlvi Wahab Adam proposed the establishment of the Hilal Committee, a platform for discussing issues of common interest among Muslims. Through the Hilal Committee, the Muslim leadership was able to lobby government to recognize the contributions of Muslims and to make Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha festivals national public holidays. The General Secretary of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Ahmed Anderson, sums up the figure of Mawlvi Wahab Adam.
He is a statesman. He's a man full of service to humanity. He's a man who believes that the human being is capable of doing anything, provided we abide by the dictates of Allah, the creator of the universe. So Mawlvi believes that every person has that potential. He was ready to serve and he gave his life not only to Islam. His whole life was dedicated to the service of Islam Ahmadiyya. Ever since he became the head of the mission, he has not relented in his effort to serve Ghana as a state and humanity at large. Mawlvi is that personality whose relevance goes beyond Islam Ahmadiyya. He's one person respected by all manner of people beyond this country. Everywhere he has been, people love him. At one time, I saw one newspaper article describing him as a white-robed missionary. And the white that he wore always was a reflection of his inner character, of what he believes in, and a great, great loss to all of us. There are so many things you can think of, but immediately what comes to mind is the way he receives people. Everybody who has any association with him, you know that once you get to Mawlvi, at least you have a coconut, then he will serve you personally. There has never been a time that anybody went to him and then he will allow somebody else to serve that person. So that's is one thing that not only me, but I believe many, many, many people who have had association with him will always remember.
His touch as an astute statesman who cut across the social, religious and political divide saw him serve as a member of the National Reconciliation Commission to help heal the wounds of the nation. A senior member of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mohammed Afum, tells Radio Ghana more about Mawlvi's work at the commission.
His passion for peace manifested in his acceptance to be a member of the National Reconciliation Commission. The establishment of this commission attracted a lot of controversy. People felt that it was a witch hunt. So when I asked him why he accepted, he said, without peace, the country cannot move forward. But he went ahead to quote from the Holy Quran the example of Joseph. He quoted what Joseph said, that this day no blame shall lie on you and may God forgive you. This motivation informed his acceptance to be a member of the National Reconciliation Commission. because he felt that in spite of what had happened, the country needed peace. He needed to reconcile so that we can move ahead.
The Minister of Public-Private Partnership, Rashid Pelpo, tells Radio Ghana why the pain associated with Mulvey's demise does not rest alone with the Ahmadiyya community and family of Mulvey Wahab Adam.
This is a great loss, not just to Ahmadiyya movement or mission, but it's a great loss to the people of Ghana, to the government of Ghana, and to the Islamic community. And this was a man who devoted his life, his time, in the service of Ghana, his motherland, and the service of his faith, Islam, and he committed himself so much to the service of mankind in general. We are taking it with a lot of pain, especially after taking notice of his role in the Peace Council and being the face of an elite Islam, speaking to everybody in English, and was very committed to changing the lives of people. It's been a great loss, and we are very, very touched by what has happened, and we can only ask God to bless him and then to receive him well.
Mulvey's eldest son, Hassan Wahab, sums up the pain and the gap Mulvey's passing has created in the family.
It's a difficult situation for every member of the family, but as you know, he was the head of the mission, Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana. We are Ahmadi Muslims, believe that God gives and he takes. When family members were informed about his demise, everybody said, meaning, we came from God and it is to him we'll return. It is a difficult situation, but by the grace of Allah, we are holding up.
Mulvey Wahab Adam was board member of the CDD Ghana, Ghana Integrity Initiative, and the Institute of Economic Development. He was one-time chairman of the World Conference of Religions for Peace and member of the steering committee of UN Human Security. His role in advancing the cause of development attracted government attention and was awarded the Companion of the Order of Volta. In addition, he was awarded an honorary doctorate degree in theology by the University of Cape Coast. In my last encounter with Mulvey early this year at the Conference of World Religions in London, he told me something reminiscent of a father bidding a spiritual farewell to a son, and I quote, "This world is a sport, a pastime, and the temporary enjoyment of delusive things. But as Muslims will say on the demise of another, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that from Allah we came, and to him shall we return."
That was a write-up on Mulvey Wahab Adam by Ibrahim Kwating. And Ibrahim Kwating is in the family house and gives us an update. Hello, Ibrahim.
Yeah, hello, Mercy.
Yes, indeed. This is a very sad occasion. It's a terrible loss, not only for the Muslim community, as Alhaji Rashid Pelpo said, but for the whole country, considering the role Mulvey played during his lifetime. So could you give us a picture of the atmosphere in the family house?
It's a sad situation, a pathetic situation. As you can see, I've even lost my voice, especially for some of us who worked closely with Mulvey Wahab Adam. And you can see people from all walks of life, people have described him as even larger than life. A note of condolence has been opened at the exhibition hall of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Accra. And then people are pouring in their numbers. I can't give you an exact number of people, but I can see Sheikh Isi Kwe, the former Peter Accra Regional Minister, as I speak to you now, signing the book of condolence. I can also see President of Council of Independent Churches, Samuel P. Doku, Daniel Uzukran, and General Secretary, Maritime Dock Workers Union, and Director of WACAM. Yusuf Ali's former chairman of the NDC. I'm sure you may have heard that Mulvey will be buried on Wednesday, and the people will be asking why he's not been buried according to Islamic tradition, because most people know that when one leaves the Islamic way, he should be buried. But there are a lot of reasons why the situation is not so. It could be medical, it could be rain, it could even be animals. There are dangerous animals at the place of burial who, animals that could assume the body of the dead. You know, burial can't be deferred. But we are also told that the presidency has gotten involved in the burial and that there will be a gathering at the State House. There is a meeting currently going on right now by the AMLA. The AMLA means the leadership of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and they are going to talk to us journalists in the next 15 minutes to give us full details of the burial. So it's been a very, very sad day for us. But in one note, one key thing, one unique thing about Muslim burial, if you allow me, is that you don't witness them crying, wailings, and lamentations. So it is very, very sad, because we believe that we are strangers. This world, as Mulvey told me, the last early this year in London, is a sport, a pastime, and the temporary enjoyment of delusive things. So much as it is painful, we believe that Mulvey has entered into another world, a larger world, where his deeds his account will be spread on the table for him to enjoy the benefits therein. So, Mercy, we will give you updates as in time, as and when necessary.
Yes, Ibrahim, but just one last point, a clarification on in what situation do you defer burial? Is it the importance of the man that determines that burial does not occur on the same day or the following day after death?
Not necessarily, and not that. But as I indicated earlier on, everything that happens, Islam is a very flexible religion. It is not cast, in stone. And that much as there may be rules and regulations governing some of these things, the context of the situation or the context of the event will determine whether something should be executed or not. I mean, the burial is not being deferred because Morvi is a huge personality per se. But you agree with me that we also have the spiritual head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community worldwide. We may have to seek audience with him before any determination can be made. Apart from that, we have other Amir from all over the world coming down to Ghana. You know, the acquisition of visas and the flights, difficulties that some of them may have to go through. So it is fair and religiously acceptable that though the rules may be there, when it is necessary to bend the rules in the name of religion, then we have to go that line. That is why we are burying him on Wednesday.
Thank you, Ibrahim Kwating. Burial Malvi Wahab Adam, and announcements made by the Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur at the Flags Half House on death and burial arrangements. Here's Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur on Morvi Wahab Adam.
I can recall the first time I met him. I recall the last time I met him, which was on 24th April at the 82nd Annual Conference of the Mission. And I remember that even as the rain threatened, he engaged me in conversation about Islam and peace, because this was the time when other people were trying to bring difference between religions and between people. And I recall that day I spoke about the Ahmadiyya Mission and its role in education in Ghana, to encourage girls to have an education. And therefore, I know that being a scholar in Islam, he was interested in secular education as well as in religious education. And we are grateful to him for this. I also know that he was a member of the National Peace Council and many roles that he played in this country. So he championed many causes. He was also a champion and a guardian of public morality in our country. It is sad to miss him because the good works that he did in this country will live on long after him. And I wish, on behalf of the government, send our condolences to the worldwide family of the Ahmadiyya movement. Members of the government are all shocked at this event, that the government will participate fully in the event on Wednesday when we lay Morvi Wahab Adam to rest.
Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur. The acting Emir Morvi Mohammed bin Saleh said the mission has lost a great statesman.
On this occasion, to inform you officially about the sad demise of our father, our leader, our mentor, in the person of Dr. Wahab Adam, which event took place yesterday. For the janaza, which is the funeral prayer, we propose to let it take place at the forecourt of the State House, to be followed by the burial. We intend doing this on Wednesday. Tentatively, however, that is the date that we have fixed for the funeral, and by funeral here, I'm talking of the funeral prayer, after which we'll proceed to the mission's burial grounds and lay him to rest. And for such a great personage, taking into consideration the services that he has rendered to this country, we couldn't have done anything without officially informing you of the official arrangement that we have put in place finally to lay him to rest.
That was the acting Emir of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Morvi Mohammed bin Saleh.